Dear Divine Feminine, we've stolen and suppressed your light far too long. Please forgive us, but it's time now to rise up. Over the last 26,500-year cycle, the religious political programming programmed us to suppress you and to intentionally delete the truth of the Divine Feminine. But the truth will set us free. You were never meant to fit inside of this system that we created from the statistical left-sided masculine reptilian brain. The need for greed leads to more need. Because your DNA doesn't come from this system. Your DNA comes from a lineage of powerful, living, sensual, eternal women who once held and still hold the codes of Earth's original divine design, the Divine Mother. And the pain you feel and have felt is what happens when you wake up your cosmic blueprint and DNA memory inside of a collapsed system that didn't have the capacity to hold the depth of your soul and the wisdom. We all come from a womb, man. And behind every great man, it lies a greater woman. But your womb, it's not just for babies. It's a multi-dimensional gateway. And every time you bleed, birth, or breathe with intention, you repair Mother Earth's grids, because the two are intimately connected. How we treat our woman is how we treat Mother Earth. And for too long, Mother Earth, we've raped her, but now she's giving birth, new earth, and it's time. Divine Feminine within us all, you are what was prophesied to rise so that we can come back into balance. And a woman who remembers with an open heart is the most powerful force on this planet. Watch out. Divine Feminine, rise up now. It's time to sit on your throne now. Been stealing your light far too long now. Pachamama crying out now. Divine Feminine, rise up. It's your time to shine.
On this segment of Surviving the Patriarchy, this story is one of the saddest stories I've heard. Very tear-jerking. I'm going to allow you to listen to it for yourself. Go ahead, get your Kleenexes, get your popcorn. This thing is wild.
Kansas City, the Paris of the Plains, is known for its sizzling barbecue. At this joint, the ribs aren't the only smoking hot item. There's also Aretha Donaldson.
Aretha's vibrant. She's got a lot of energy. She's the fun, loving person.
She may be little, but she packs a punch.
So, when are you gonna go out dancing with me?
Did you learn how to dance?
Oh!
Aretha has more than her share of suitors. Mostly, she doesn't give them the time of day.
My number one rule was not to ever date a customer.
But when it comes to Carrie Clark, the bartender code goes out the window.
I broke the bartender number one rule because of his age, his personality, his career.
Hey there, gorgeous.
Hey, handsome.
For years, Carrie was a frequent patron of the bar. Carrie was a secure man. Carrie was an impeccable dresser. Carrie had a wonderful, gentle personality.
Somehow, Carrie just seems too perfect. Aretha simply can't resist his charms.
I take you out to dinner.
He asked me out several months after seeing me at the bar.
What'd you have in mind?
About tonight. Have to work.
Carrie is the first guy to turn her head since her ex-fiancé, Trent.
We were having some issues. and we both felt that it was time for us to take a break from one another. But did you frequent the bar and see me sometimes?
Tonight, Trent has front row seats to this budding romance.
I'll pick you up at 8.
After months of anticipation, Aretha dolls up for her first date with Carrie.
I was very excited. I arranged for Carrie to pick me up at a friend's house, just for a safety precaution. I normally do that when I go out with someone to prevent them from knowing where I actually reside.
Any fears Aretha had are quickly put to rest.
He was especially charming when he arrived. And he also had pecan chocolate for me.
Oh my gosh, how nice.
It made me feel special that he would even think to bring me chocolates, that he would even remember that I like chocolates. He assured me we were gonna have a wonderful time. Asked me if I was comfortable several times.
As the evening begins, Aretha imagines how their perfect date will play out.
This is nice. Thank you.
I thought that we were going to dinner. I would sit there, enjoy some wine.
Okay.
You're such the charmer.
Have conversation.
This is something I've been looking forward to for a long time.
Now Aretha hopes her dream date will come true.
I saw security within him.
This will be a night to remember. Because it's one she'll forever regret. Aretha took a chance on Carrie. He makes all the right moves. And so far, she's impressed.
I usually don't date people from the bar, but you're different.
The plan is a romantic dinner for two. But first, Carrie asks Aretha if they can make a quick stop.
I've got my credit cards back in my house.
He says, you know what? I just remembered I left my credit card at home. I'm just gonna go there and I'm gonna run in and get it. I really didn't think anything of it at first, because that's what he used to pay for his beverages, his drinks at the bar. When we got to his house, he pulled totally inside of the garage.
Just 1 minute, right?
Yeah.
By then, the garage door is going down. And that's when he just turned Jekyll and Hyde on me. When I turned to look at him, his whole face, his whole persona changed from a happy person to a demon.
Oh my God!
What are you doing?
He opened the door and pulled me out of the truck. I said, get out of this Jeep now. I'm not playing with you.
Carrie forces Aretha into his house.
Take off your clothes and give me your purse.
What?
I said, take off your clothes and give me your purse.
His next move, humiliation.
I stood there thinking that he would have empathy for me. Eyes cold as ice. And I says, I don't want to take off my clothes. I'm weeping and I'm crying, and I said, please don't hurt me. That's when he knocked me down, knocked the breath out of me, and started kicking me.
Oh my God!
Now take off your clothes.
Carrie leaves her no choice.
Get onto the bed where proceeded to try and rape me. I fought back, screaming to the top of my lungs.
She's a fighter. She probably was fighting. Get up!
But winning this fight is going to take more than fists.
God is watching you. God is watching me.
I started fighting him verbally.
Doesn't have a mother. God is watching you.
I was saying biblical things to him. I would say, God sees you doing this to me. Don't you have a mother or a sister? I don't know why you're doing this to me.
Don't you have a mother?
Aretha is very persuasive to get somebody to do something that they don't want to do.
He completely stopped, like he was in a trance and realized what he was doing to me. Stroked me, caressed me, assured me he wasn't going to do it again.
I'm sorry.
Started crying.
Sorry.
He had me thinking it's over, I'm going to be okay. So I again psychologically tried to trick him to let me leave. I proceeded to say, you know, that's okay. We can just forget about it. I won't tell nobody. It's okay.
It's okay. Everything's gonna be all right. It's fine.
Jekyll Hyde would come again.
Oh my God!
He would start beating me again, and I'd say, I thought you said you weren't gonna do it no more. Shut up, I lied. He would become another person, like it was a switch in his brain. I'm thinking to myself, this man is crazy.
Endless hours later, the brutal beatings have left Carrie exhausted.
I'd laid there all night with my eyes open, praying, asking God, you need to show me or you need to tell me what I need to do, because God, I'm in trouble.
Her answer comes with an escape plan.
I thought to myself, I'll wait till I really know for sure he's asleep. I'll wait till I hear him snoring, and then I'll try to get up and go unlock one of the doors or something. Soon as I heard him snoring, I got up to go out of the door.
But Aretha makes a horrible discovery. This isn't a house at all. To her, it's a dungeon.
Oh my God!
Where the doors are locked from the outside and the windows are sealed.
When I saw the boarded up windows, that really made me scared. That really made me feel like I was in danger, because I know that's not me now. I was hoping to sneak in the kitchen and get a knife. I had to put all my tears away, all my fears. I had to get in battle mode. I'm gonna have to injure this man to survive.
You're doing.
Aretha Donaldson was set for an angelic date. Until her date became a demon. Now she's trapped in his prison with no way out.
Aretha tried to go to the kitchen to find some type of weapon.
What do you think you're
doing? He woke up and told her to get back in the room where he was.
So what do you think you're doing? Pooping.
I knew then that he was a very light sleeper and that would not work. So I didn't try it again.
Night turns to day. But inside Carrie's lair, Aretha's hell date enters a new twisted phase.
He says, you are to cook me breakfast. I want eggs and bacon and toast. Later on this evening, we're gonna come back in here and you're gonna do me a steak, baked potato and broccoli. And that's good. I can get the knife. As I turned towards the sink where the knife set was, it was gone. So that let me know he was thinking the whole time.
Aretha is helpless, now against a new attack. Carrie's warped psyche.
Y'all want me a wife, right?
He says you would be perfect for me. You're beautiful. I really like you, and maybe you could be my wife.
A strange proposal. Till death do them part. Could this revelation hold the key to her survival? She just has to play the willing bride.
Need me some smokes. Going to the store for some cigarettes.
When he told me I need a cigarette, I think I'm gonna go out and get a cigarette. And I said, yeah, I'm a smoker also.
Could you get me some too? And some chocolate, honey?
When I regained hope, this is my chance. This might be it.
Aretha Donaldson is being held captive on a demonic date that has no end in sight. Carrie is gone, but not for long.
I can just imagine how she felt, like her adrenaline was just rushing. She was thinking about her family and everybody that she loved.
I went to the front door, noticed that there was no lock for me to unlock. It was a key only.
Aretha seen a light and she followed it. That was her calling, saying, this is it. You better get out while you can.
She can hardly believe her eyes. A window that's not boarded up.
I said, yes, this is it. Either you get out of that window or you die. Then my only obstacle was this big refrigerator. How am I going to push enough to get behind it? Don't ask me how, because I don't know. It moved. Probably not even an inch, but it was moving.
Small as she is, she was able to push that refrigerator.
I looked outside of the window and it was low enough that I could jump down, and that's exactly what I did.
But not just yet.
When I ran to get to the front part of the house, do you know this man drove back up to the house? Our eyes met.
Oh my God!
And I started screaming and yelling to the top of my lungs. I gotta make some noise, because if he runs over here and gets to me and get me in that house, I'm dead.
She just ran down the street. She'd seen this lady and just ran up to the lady, you know, help, help, help.
No problem.
Where'd you call an ambulance?
The sheet had fell off. I was totally being naked. But I was free.
Aretha remains in the hospital for 4 days. Carrie Chase is captured by the police 2 days later. He's charged with kidnapping and assault. In a shocking move, prosecutors agree to a plea bargain. His sentence, only 7 months behind bars.
Oh my God!
Don't be fooled by the education. Don't be fooled by the well-dressed man or the intelligent speaker. Don't be fooled. Don't ever be fooled.
So after listening to that, you can clearly see the man she was dealing with was a demon. He studied her. He came into her job for months, casing her out. He knew that he wanted her, but he didn't want her because he was going to love on her and do right by her. He had already set up the dungeon. He set up the house. This man literally had plyboard up to every window. He had inverted all of the locks so that the only way to get out of the house, you had to have a key to get in and to get out. So he already knew what he was gonna do when he first laid eyes on her. I'm telling you, there's no way that this man was a human. Humans have compassion. Humans have empathy. Humans can feel other people's pain. You are walking beside demons. They're all around you. And a lot of these men, because they're stuck in the root chakra, they refuse to go up to higher levels of consciousness. They are literally embodied by demons. That's why she said it was almost like somebody flipped a switch on this fool. And all of a sudden, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And a lot of women say this. They all describe the abuser as Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And they like to try to say, well, you should have chose better. You should have picked better. No, these demons need to show who and what they are from the beginning. But that's how the deceiver is. The deceiver is not going to tell you,
I'm a womanizer, I'm a child molester, I'm a beat your head in, I'm a rape you all night, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna.
Because if they did that, ladies, then you wouldn't be with them. So what these devils do is they sit around and they watch you. They study you. They figure out what you like. They figure out what you will succumb to. And then they shape shift into being the very thing that you think that you want. I remember years ago when I was dating, one time I met this guy. Me and my girlfriend was out. And I told her, I said, you know what? I wish I could meet somebody that looked like Mario Van Peebles. But he has to have an accent because, you know, I like foreign men and all this stuff. Everything that I said that I wanted in this man, we went to IHOP that same night. This man walked into the restaurant. When I saw him, I knew that was who I had just manifested within my own mind. And it scared me. So the waitress set us on one side of the restaurant and set him on the opposite side of the restaurant. And do you know that he asked the waitress to move his seat so he could see me? Then he got up out of his seat, came to my table and sat beside me. And as we began to talk, we exchanged phone numbers and he asked, he said, aren't I everything you wish for?
Oh my God!
These men are demons. Luckily, I cut that relationship short. But I'm telling you, that's how this realm works. You're manifesting these monsters because they're monsters at their core and they will shapeshift and be whatever you want them to be. Recently, a lot of people are talking about the narcissist.
Every relationship with a narcissist starts out the exact same way. Can you guess what it is? Love bombing. And if you've ever been love bombed, you know how intoxicating it feels. It feels like you've finally met the person you've been waiting for your entire life. They're so attentive in a way nobody has ever been. They text you constantly. They want to know everything about you. They call you their soulmate. You have everything in common. They make you feel chosen, specifically, deliberately, overwhelmingly chosen. And it feels incredible because it's designed to. It's a strategy. It's not necessarily true love and affection. It's an investment that the narcissist makes. They're front-loading the relationship with so much intensity so that when the mask slips, when the coldness comes, when the cruelty starts, because it will, you spend the rest of the relationship trying to get back to that version of them in the beginning. But the difference between real love and love bombing is this. Real love grows steadily and it gets better over time. Love bombing peaks almost immediately and then disappears, sometimes slowly, sometimes very quickly. And it's replaced by these conditions, by criticism, by control. So if it felt too intense, too fast, and you notice that it's already slipping, trust that feeling.
The narcissist wears a mask. The narcissist studies you. It mimics you. And then once it feels like it's got you trapped and in a relationship, then all of a sudden the demon pops out. So in this case, she did everything right. The only thing that she could have done different, honestly, was have number one, the handgun. Like I told you in part one. Number two, she should not have rode with him. She had her friend meet him and he came and she got into his truck. That's how he was able to get her into his house. Versus if she would have been in her own vehicle, then she would have never pulled into the garage. She probably would have parked on the street or just met him at the restaurant. Honestly, that's going to be the best thing for you to do as this system is being destroyed. If you just got to have a man and you got to go out, you want a date. Okay, you better meet these fools in a public place. Do not go back to their house. She said in the show that she didn't let him know where she lived at, which that's good. Because honestly, as crazy as this fool was, he would have definitely came to her house and kicked that door in. So that was good. But she should not have gotten in the car with him. And I'm sure after that situation, I seriously doubt she's probably ever dating again. Which that honestly what I would recommend. Because we're in this fallen realm, you got all these demons roaming around, shape-shifting, becoming whatever you want them to be. It's honestly better at this point just to stay single, which is why a lot of these new generational young ladies are saying they're joining the 4B movement. They're not fooling with the men because it's just story after story after story after story after story.
When women say don't trust any men, I never get mad because at the end of the day, you have to understand that 90% of the world's crime is men. 90% of the world's violent crime is men. 90%. Now wait till you hear this. 90 to 99% of the world's sex crime is men. Do you know how big of a percentage is 99%? And that's what's documented. I wouldn't trust my own kids around men. And then people try to be funny. They're like, oh, well, you're a man too. Well, does it not mean you? No, don't trust me either. I would rather women not trust me than put women in an uncomfortable position.
And it's not going to stop. Just recently, you've had all these women who tried to leave their husbands. Again, these men were from all different walks of life, educated, smart, politicians, money in the bank, killing the wives. Why? Because they don't want you to escape. That's how demons operate. They torture you. They mimic you. They mock you. They humiliate you. Like in this episode, how he forced her to take all her clothes off, walk around and cook for him butt naked. Why would you do that? This man was sick. A sick, disgusting demon. Again, you are in a fallen realm. This is not a positive place. Now, yes, you can have positive experiences based off of your level of consciousness, which is why I'm trying to give you the tools you need so you have a better life experience by learning how to navigate and deal with these ninjas. They do not think that, oh, he never hit me. Oh, he never do that. You don't know what these men are capable of. And again, they're physically stronger than you. You are not as physically strong as them. So you're going to need some type of protection in addition to a firearm, you better know how to have some spiritual protection.
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. Because that's the only thing that helped me be able to get out of my situation and land on my feet. A lot of women who leave abusive spouses, abusive relationships, they end up in halfway houses. They end up having to live with family and friends. They don't know what they're going to do because these demons will try to cut off the money, cut off the supply, cut everything off so that when you leave with nothing. But when you have spiritual protection, then you're able to call on the Great Mother. You're able to call on Anpu or Anubis. You're able to call on Osiris. I did a 4-part series explaining the Duat and how you have to navigate this negative journey. And in order for you to make it through the gates, you got to know the names. You got to be able to call on forces that are stronger than you that can protect you in the underworld. If you need spiritual protection, ladies, if you're in a bad situation right now, you don't know what you're going to do, because that's how I was. I was in a situation, I had no money, I hadn't worked in years, my husband controlled the finances, he controlled everything. These men are crazy. I had to go back to the ancient way. I set up altars. I set up shrines to my ancestors. I began to invoke the Great Mother. I called them forth. I called them by name. And as I called them forth, they gave me everything I needed to not just escape that situation, but so that I could get all my furnishings, I could get all my clothes. I got custody of my girls. I ended up landing a 6-figure job because my ancestral spirits, Osiris, Isis, all these different gods and goddesses that I'm telling you about, that's how I am living and thriving today. If you want to know more, if you're in a bad situation, you don't know what to do, you tried Jesus and you got knocked up beside the darn head, go to my website, www.divine-counsel.com. I will tell you exactly what you need to do so these ancestral spirits can get you the hell out of that situation and not just get out with the clothes on your back, but actually be able to leave. When we left my husband, I ended up with 2 big old moving trucks, movers coming in, had the spirit set that thing up where he had to leave. This police came in, escorted him off the property, gave me 2 weeks to clean my house out and get me and my kids to safety. That's what I'm talking about. Because again, your ancestral energies were very, number one, they're very powerful. And number two, they're very wealthy. So you're not dealing with poor, impoverished, scared people. You're dealing with kings and queens, gods and goddesses, people who want you to thrive, people who want you to have money, people who want you to have abundance, people, spirits that want the best for you. I left him in 2024, 2026, been on 2 cruises, taking trips all over the place, staying in beautiful places, you know, just all types of things that I had only dreamed of. Could not even imagine. And it's because of these spiritual forces. I know where my help came from, okay? I know the power that they possess. And I'm telling you, once you know who you are, where you are, and who the hell you're supposed to be calling on to get the help that you need to get out of the situation that you find yourself in, that's how you're gonna get to safety. But just sitting around and going along with what they told you to do and what the establishment, okay, it's okay to call on Jesus. You can do that. But don't you call on these people over here. Don't you do that. Don't conjure them up. Don't listen to these fools, because they are the very reason why you're in the situation that you're in today. I'm glad I got my girl.
say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.